July the 5th. Called as Saints. Romans 1:7. We are very apt to regard the New Testament saints as if they were saints in a more special way than the other children of God. All whom God has called by His grace are saints, and are sanctified by His Spirit. But we are apt to look upon the apostles as extraordinary beings, not really subject to the same weaknesses and temptations as we are. Yet in so doing, we are forgetful of the truth that the nearer a person lives to God, the more intensely he has to mourn over his own evil heart. The more his master honors him in his service, the more also does the evil of the flesh trouble and tempt him day by day. The fact is, if we had seen the Apostle Paul, we would have thought him similar in many ways to the rest of the chosen family. If we had talked with him, we might have said, "We find that his experience and ours are much the same. He is more faithful, more holy, and more deeply taught than we are, but he has the same exact trials to endure. In some respects, he is more severely tried than we are." Do not, then, look upon the ancient saints as being exempt either from weakness or sins. Do not regard them with that mystic reverence that will almost make us idolaters. Their holiness is attainable even by us, if we are but willing to bear our cross as they did. We are called to be saints by that same voice that constrained them to their high calling. It is every Christian's duty to force his way into the inner circle of saintship. If these saints were superior to us in their accomplishments, as they certainly were, let us follow them. Let us emulate their devotion and holiness. We have the same light that they had. The same grace is accessible to us. So then, we should not rest satisfied until we have equaled them in heavenly character. They lived with Jesus, they lived for Jesus, and therefore they grew like Jesus. Let us live by the same Spirit as they did, looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, and our saintship will soon be apparent.